Bassett personally. I know Bob File personally. I could go on and on and on and on. I know these people personally. I'm not a professional, but I know that I'm proud of this community, and I'm going to do something. We sponsored capital punishment, and are unfortunately becoming more and more politically involved just to survive. It's a crime that we have to be. The prisoners aren't in jail. They've got any kind of shows they want. They've got any kind of TV they want. We're like hiding behind our houses, locked with security alarms that we have to pay for. We have to pay for the defense of them. We have to pay for the legal court systems that they got. They have complete access to judicial files. They have a legal library, a total access to them. They have every right in the world. And here we are, footing the whole bill, working, trying to earn a living. Somebody comes into our house and destroys the whole heritage of our life. Well, I'll guarantee you, the name of Tom Fascio and Ann Fascio and Ann Amelia isn't going to get covered over by a spade in the ground. We're going to keep them alive. We're going to do something to make sure that we can live in this community and be proud of it.
Appreciate your testimony. I just wish that these people you referred to as professionals did stay, and hopefully I wish you would have gone before them and somehow I didn't know what you were going to say, but I think they need to listen to what the man on the street, if you want to sort that or say that, is saying. I believe that you kind of did sum up what the average John Q. public really thinks, and it's not what the professional or the attorneys think that are defending these people. One right to the prisoners, I know there's many more, but one you forgot to mention is the fact that we even have a little campaign on once a year to make sure that the prisoners apply for their permanent dividend checks. Senator Boot?
Yeah, Wayne, this is Mr. Boot speaking. I got your letter. In fact, I have it right in front of me. I didn't hear you say anything in there about this bill that we've got out here today.
I didn't know anything about it.
Well, I guess you know it now. Senator Fisher and myself have sponsored this bill, and we're having hearings on it now to bring back the death penalty. Of course, we're going to get the arguments from the other side of the pacifists that won't do anything about it, don't want to do anything about it. I think we're all pretty tired of turning the other cheek. I think we ought to let them have it, and that's what this bill's going to do. So I agree with everything that you've said.
We'll do it here.
Say what?
We'll back you 100%. Everything we can do here.
Well, then go down to the LIO, or I guess that's where you're at now, and get a copy of Senate Bill 7. And I think you'll like that bill. And
distributed it statewide through my distribution system of the wholesale plumbing industry. I've touched every village and state, or every village and city in this state.
Well, fine. It's real good to hear that the kind of support that you're going to be giving this bill. It's long, long overdue.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. We're going to run through the system again to make sure that there isn't anybody there. We'll end up in Fairbanks, but Kotzebue, over.
They've signed off.
They've signed off.
Oh.
Craig?
Craig? Paul, just make one statement.
Jump
just,
on. They could do it. We only have
anyone else left. Line. Please come on now.
Okay, then Anchorage, I think you did say that they're finished.
I'd like to have some more testimony, if I may, about 2 minutes.
Well, can you hold once? But we do have to go back to Fairbanks, because my sheet shows that there still is someone at Fairbanks.
Oh, okay.
Senator Fisher?
Go ahead.
This is Mabel and Rangel. We do have one person that would like to ask a question.
Go ahead. Is that Fairbanks?
Rangel.
Hi, my name is Arnie Colbert, and I'm a senior at Ringo High. And I'd like to question... referring to page 4, line 29, which states the defendant killed a child 9 years of age or younger during the commission of the offense. I'd like to know how much does the age actually influence whether or not the defendant receives the death penalty?
If the bill, when they address 9, I mean, you could say, well, that might be an arbitrary figure, but... It seems, and I think that the public would support that, once you go below that particular age, then it does become, call it what you will, a little more serious in that sense, because of the defenselessness of the person under that age. When you do get up into the 14, 15-year-olds, there is some little resistance that you may get in the event of trying to kill somebody there, but When you're down 9 and under, they're literally defenseless. Over.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Fairbanks, please.
That concludes the testimony from Fairbanks.
Okay, is there anybody else at all on the line other than Anchorage? Over. Okay, we'll go back to Anchorage and allow that last person some more time. And would you please come on and identify yourself first, please? Who is it?
This is Fred Morgan again. I want to repeat my recommended due pass, as I said earlier. However, there was a fellow who came here and testified. Seemed to me he said his name was Sheffield, something like the former governor. And he seemed to be concerned about the inequities of financing, and he quoted out of his head a couple of cases he knew. One fellow shot somebody, I guess, or killed him or whatever his crime, and then he got 6 months against another guy. He got several years. Well, you may know that there have been some studies, at least one I know of, in the Alaska's judiciary system along this line, showing that people of non-white color tend to receive somewhat heavier sentences for what amounts to the same crime. I may vary with the judicial district and whatnot, but anyway, in the view of all that, and to kind of safeguard the system a little bit, I would recommend to the sponsoring senators, words to this effect, to just add a clause to the effect that, number one, at the initial jury or court of the original jurisdiction finding or imposition of sentence involving a death penalty, the jury and or the court shall attempt to ensure no prejudice, whether race, religion, nationality, or ethnic group, or sex or age, influence their decision. And number two, at the first level of appeal, the defense attorneys hired and provided by the court and so on, shall be selected from the most competent in that particular judiciary district. I'd like to see that added.
Yes, we can look at that and take that under consideration. It might be a good idea.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
We have gone through everybody, but I just, in tabulating, just to show you, this was kind of at random. We didn't approach anybody and really request them to testify, but it still came out 2-1 in favor of the bill. And this is what it is statewide and also nationwide. So it does hold true in Alaska just as it does in other areas. 2-1 in favor of establishing the death penalty. Senator Brew, do you have any closing comments?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody for doing it, for coming out tonight. And frankly, you can take any kind of numbers you want, and you can put them in a range in such a manner, all statistics, etc., and it'll come out that the Titanic did not sink by hitting an iceberg, too, you know. You got to keep that in mind.
Okay, with that comment, we're going to sign off for the night and thank everybody that did participate. And we'll be taking the bill up here in Juneau in the very, very near future.
This is the moderator.
Can we pass this out as we
adjourn? Yeah.